All righty. Good morning, everybody. So I want to read something from Susie's assignment. It's really line up and wait last week. She says, this chapter is about obedience, waiting for God's perfect timing. It requires patience, training, and order. Luke chapter 12, verse 35. I'll just read just that short, quick verse here. It says, stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning. Okay, so he's saying, Jesus is telling his disciples, be ready, stay ready, be ready, tend to your lamps. If you don't keep your lamp burning, what happens? It goes out, and if it goes out, the light goes out, and now you got a problem on your hand. But if you tend to it, and you're tending it, and you're keeping it burning, you're working it, and you're working your list, you're being prepared, and you're ready, then it requires great patience. Line up and wait requires great patience, and it also requires great preparation. And that we're staying ready, being ready, and tending to the tasks that you have to today. You know, we all have tasks and things we got to do. Some of it's mundane. I know I wrote in a couple of people's assignments when I answered them about, it's tending, just tending to things. You know, maybe it's doing the dishes, sweeping the warehouse, you know, making sure all your tools are prepped and ready to go, just everything. You're always just tending and making sure. So when it's time to go and you get the go signal, you're not going, oh, wait a minute, I'm not ready. No, but we stay at the ready. And that's line up and wait, is always just staying at the ready. So when the go signal comes, what do? We go. And today, the Black Forest, and that's some place we want to flee far from. Trust me on that. Let's pray as we Lord, we thank you for this morning. And we thank you for these chapters and these lessons and the testimony of our brother as he shares his life with you, with us. And Lord, how we can learn and glean from these things and put them and apply it practically in our homes, our companies, our lives, and what we're doing. We thank you for our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ today. Lord, it says at just the right time, you sent him into the world, and at just the right time, he went to that cross, and everything happened according to your purpose and your plan. And we thank you. You're the God who has a purpose and plan for each one of our lives. We just give you the glory and the praise today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Amen. A lot of food for thought there this morning. As Pat, he closed there with that, his quote there, if I decide there is a God of my own choosing, that I can decide there is a devil of my own choosing. And boy, if we have the lens of Scripture in our lives, we see that everywhere around us. We twist things around to make a God of our own choosing, and once we do that, we walk around balancing the scales out, so to speak, when there's no way we can do it. We can't do it. The only thing we can do is fall on our face before God, ask for forgiveness, and put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And he talked about our heart, right? What does Romans 10:9 say? Confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead. Amen. That's our hope, and that's our future. That's our future, guys. That's our future. And just be satisfied with that, the cool life we have because he's chosen us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning, and we thank you that we did not choose you, that we like to think we did. So for some crazy reason, you chose us. It says in your scripture that you saved us and called us. And how is that even possible? And yet, we thank you, we can accept it, we can believe it, we can walk in it, we can know it, and we can know the truth. And as you say, the truth will set you free. And we thank you of the freedom that we have in Christ to choose for what is right, to choose for what is good, and to choose for you. And Lord, may we not get distracted with the money, property, and prestige of the day, which just is so enticing, distracts us and carries us, wants to carry us away, but maybe be consumed with walking with you and taking care of the precious, precious gifts that you've given us in our families, our spouses, our companies, our kids, all these things, Lord, worth much more than any gold that we can, shiny object we can find in this world. We thank you for your goodness and kindness towards us. We pray in Jesus' name.